Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another evening of Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson, and for the number of people out there who've been following me, I'm actually traveling across the United States right now visiting different people and, you know, seeing lots of cities and going into lots of spiritual shops and really just enjoying my journey. Right now I am in Asheville, North Carolina, and just really enjoying the energy here, spending some time with my friends. So it's always amazing to be able to travel and to see friends and to enjoy new energies. As always, if you want to find out more about this and other radio shows, on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can tune in. You can actually go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I would like to bring on Dr. Connie. Are you there?
I am here.
So Dr. Connie, as you know, does her radio show every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. And we're really excited to have Ron. So tell me, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Tonight we're going to talk about trust, and we are going to do an angel meditation to find ways that we can reignite or move toward our joy and bliss.
I love that.
So I have actually taken the trip that you are taking right now of going up the East Coast, and I don't know how people can not believe in a higher power or angels when you see the beauty and the diversity and the vastness of where we live. Never been able to understand that, but I know you're on a beautiful journey in multiple ways. So for those of you who have been tuning in with me or tuning in for the first time, my name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I have a website at www.drconniesays.com. I would invite you to go there and you will learn a little bit about what I do. I am a clinical psychologist. And I like to do spiritual work within my therapy as well as angel cards and tarot cards. I find that for many people, they like to have the validation of having the cards right in front of them. And I always find that the angels are very kind, that they say what needs to be said. We may not always like what they say, but they say what needs to be said and do that in a way so that we can find our path. And as Mark is traveling both geographically and spiritually on his journey, it's the same thing for all of us, whether we're moving geographically or not, but we are certainly all moving spiritually on a journey. So I would invite you to visit my website and give me a call or an email, and I would love to be of service to you and see what the angels have to say to you. At the half hour on this show, I would invite anyone who would like to call in and get an angel card reading. The people that have called in seem to have appreciated what the angels say. So you are more than welcome to give us a call at the half hour of the show. What I wanted to talk about tonight, we can read books and we can get bookish knowledge and we can find out whether we hear our angels you know, through sight or sound or feeling or intelligence and what all those words mean. But at some point, it all comes down to just trusting in what it is you do believe and where you believe the universe, whether the universe has your back or not. And I had a something I shared with Mark, but I did have an opportunity where the angels gave me an option of going in a particular direction, but it was not the direction that made my heart sing. So it was something that I'm glad that I had done some preparatory work in deciding what it is I wanted to create, so that when the universe offered me something, I could know that it's just one thing out of many that I'm able to do. But I also know the thing that gives me joy and bliss. And I know that if I continue to put one foot in front of the other, then I will reach that point. So my question for you is, what brings you joy and bliss? And what do you want to create in your life? What do you think that you're good enough to create? What do you think you're capable of creating? How precious is it to you to create what it is that you want? I have a real brief story that I want to share, and later on in the show, I do want to do an angel meditation so that you can start connecting, if you haven't already, that you can start connecting with the things in your life that you really want, you really, really want. This is a story about Thomas Edison, and he had been trying to create the light bulb, and he'd been working at it for several months, and he hadn't been successful. And a young reporter asked him if he had ever thought about just giving up. And what Edison said was, first off, he was very perplexed and very shocked that this young man would even say something like that. And he said, well, why would I want to give up? He said, I have found 9,000 ways not to create a light bulb. He said, why would I want to give up when success is right in my grasp? So it took him over 10,000 tries and a few more months, but he did create the light bulb. And one of the things that surprises me every time that I think about this story is that he was so shocked that even somebody would even suggest, why would I give up? Why would I detour from the thing that I know that I'm capable of creating and I know that I can do? And with every quote failure that I had, it was just a learning opportunity for me to know, okay, I don't need to go that way anymore. Okay, let me try this way over here. And I'm wondering how many times we are so close to creating what it is we want, whether it's that job or the money or the relationship or the new home or whatever it is you want to create, the deeper spiritual connection, being able to be in service to other people, whatever that looks like for you. How many times we are so close to being there, and after 4 or 5 tries, or, you know, we've tried really hard for a week, and we go, oh, this is just never going to work. And we go on to something else and end up not fulfilling what we have the capacity to fulfill. So I want you to ask yourself what it is you want. And one thing that I do for my clients, and we're just going to pick job. One thing that I do for my clients if they're looking for work, I have them, and I would encourage you to do this, write down my perfect job is, and then I just want you to start writing. I just, as long as you have the energy in your head and your brain is kind of working and your hand is moving, I want you to write. I don't want you to edit it. I don't want you to stop. If you still have the energy and the only thing going on in your head is Mary Had a Little Lamb, write it down. Allow yourself, because the more that you let yourself just go, that's when the universe can tap into those hidden desires and hidden dreams that we really want to do. And then when you get done, go back through it, and you may be amazed that here you are, you know, selling shoes in Macy's when the thing you really want to be doing is creating beautiful artwork somewhere. So it gets your brain out of the way, because if you think logically, your brain is going to come up with 10,000 reasons why you can't. So if you will just let yourself go, and you can do this with a job, with how can I create more money, the my perfect relationship is, just write it. And if you write down, I want a Swiss chalet in the wintertime, and I want the French Riviera in the summertime, write it down. Because God wants, and the angels want, so much more for us than what we ever thought we could have, that we end up shortchanging ourselves and not having the blissful life that we are very, very likely to have if we really go for what we want. It would not be unusual for the universe to test you and say, really? You really want this? I don't know. I'll offer you this. Just to see how desirous you are of having this thing that you really, really want. And then you go for it. And I think the example with Thomas Edison was a beautiful example in that he didn't create the light bulb in 3 tries in 4 days. It took him months to months and over 10,000, quote, failures before he created what he wanted, but he never once thought that it wasn't going to happen. So when you put something out there to God or the angels, how quickly do you take it back and go, ah, this is never going to happen, or ah, this is too hard, or I'm not good enough, or you know, I could never get the great job with the corner office and all the windows. But at some point in your spiritual journey, you're going to have to quit reading. And you're going to have to just walk out and say, I'm ready to do what it is that I really feel like God wants me to do. And if you need more education or you need more people-type support, then as long as you're moving in the direction you feel you're supposed to go, then God and every angel in heaven, as long as you ask for their help, God and every angel in heaven will surround you and move you closer to your desired goal. And a lot of times people ask me, why do I have to wait so long? And one of the things that I tell my clients is, because the desire is God's handiwork, and because God is a master craftsman, he's not going to give us less than his very best. And in order for us to receive his very best, we have to be at a place to receive that. And I've had people come and say, you know, I had this job that I thought I always wanted. I got into it and I hated it, or it was too hard, or I finally found this perfect thing that I wanted, and then I shot myself in the foot and I sabotaged it because we were not ready to receive what it was that God had for us. That's one of the reasons why God wants us to wait. And that's why he sends the angels to us to encourage us and to give us ideas and to give us guidance. But we need to be in a place where we can hear that. So that we can make the course corrections that we need to do to get where we want to go. So, you know, Mark can drive all day to get to his next destination. And if he wants to go, you know, to the north, he could drive all day, but if he's going in the wrong direction, he's not going to get there in very quick order. So you got to know what direction you want to go. And then there will come a time when God will either say, no, you need a bit more fine-tuning, or, you know, you've been really sitting around not doing anything, and it's time for you to get up and do something. It's time for you to take a step. It's time for you to jump out on faith and start making the moves toward where it is you want to go. So what I'm going to ask you to do, besides writing down, because it's actually a multi-step process. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is write down what it is you want to create in whatever area you want. You can actually make a pie chart. And a lot of people will write down the five most important things in their life that they want to make changes, whether it's their health or their career or finances or leisure time or whatever it is. And if you find those points in your life that you want to change, you can write this list, this letter, on everything. My ideal picture of health would be, and you just start writing. And you can do that for every area in your life that you would like to make a change. Because God is a craftsman, he's not going to make this perfect structure in one part of your life and then leave everything else go to rot. Because when one thing changes, everything's going to change. So when you really step into the power of the angels, you're going to find that you want to start making changes in multiple areas, which doesn't mean you have to leave your job or your relationship. It just means that you get to better yourself in those areas. But after you write down what it is you truly, truly want, then you get to imagine yourself being in that place, whether it's your health or whether it's being in your dream home or your job or being with the person that your ideal life mate. And that's what I'm going to offer you tonight is a visualization, is a meditation, an angel meditation, to look at not only what it is you really want, if you don't know, or if you think, gee, I really would like to be a doctor, but, you know, I made F's in science, and so I'll never get there. I don't know. As long as you're breathing, I still think there's a chance, if you're willing to do the work. But the angels want you to feel what it's like to be in the place that you want to be. So if you want to be a doctor, to feel what it's like to not only have that title, but where do you want to have your office? Do you want to be in a hospital? Do you want to be in a clinic? Do you want to have your private practice? Do you want to specialize in something, in some medical condition? Do you want to be Doctors Without Borders and going, you know, to work in third world countries or when we have natural disasters in the world? What do you want? You have to be able to tell the universe, and you have to be able to tell the angels. The more guidance you can tell them as to what it is you want, the better they can structure the opportunities out there for you to get that and make the changes in your life space that need to change in order for you, when that happens and when you're granted these opportunities, that you're actually going to walk into them. So, having said all that, Mark, do you have any comments or anything as I've just been talking on here?
I was actually sitting here and playing with some wording, and I don't know where this came in. It doesn't really fit totally with what we're talking about, but you know, I was thinking about the fact that the reason why I didn't get lost today, as I was heading on my journey, was because I had my GPS system in my car, and you know, I got this message from Spirit for a second to just really just kind of open up Notepad on the computer and just put GPS down. And I came up with gratitude, patience, and surrendering. And just thinking about like how each of those is really important for the process of all of our journeys, you know, to be in a place of gratitude, especially when things seem so dark for ourselves, if we're going through challenges or things in our life. You know, understanding that, you know, for a lot of us, and I throw so many different cards down when I'm doing different readings where the patience card comes up, of having patience and realizing that things aren't on our timing, that it's on a divine timing. And also understanding that for healing to occur, or for things to really move forward in our lives, it's a matter of surrendering. And I guess that was just the one thing I wanted to share with you.
Well, and actually that's absolutely perfect in having this meditation, because the angels aren't going to yank your chain. They're not going to show you this thing that you have the capacity to obtain. But in order to get there, you get to believe that I actually can have this, or I actually can do this. And have the patience, because if I choose to be a mountain climber, then I'm going to have to do the physical work to get me in shape to do that, and have the patience to hone my body and tone myself up. And whether it's a physical toning or a spiritual toning, it's not only the gratitude of knowing that we have that out there, but the patience in the conditioning that's going to happen. Because if God can do anything, if you said, I want $1 million, he could snap his mighty fingers and the angels would drop $1 million in your lap in a heartbeat. But if you don't know how to receive or how to handle $1 million, it doesn't serve you. So anything that the universe gives us always comes at, what lesson is there? What do I get to do to better myself and to better other people? And I get to surrender. One of my favorite tarot cards is the Hanged Man, because it's just total surrender. It's just accepting where I'm at, even though I haven't made it up the mountain yet. I can see the top, but accepting where I'm at, And knowing that, in the Hangman card, there is no struggle. He's just hanging in the tree. He's not clinging on for dear life. He's not going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I got to keep myself hanging here. He's just totally relaxed and totally in the moment of just hanging in this tree. And that's where we get to be in our journey, is to have the gratitude and knowing that if the angels have shown me that I can have or do X, Y, and Z, then I can have or do X, Y, and Z. It's a done deal. If I am patient and learn my lessons and am willing to, quote, fail almost 10,000 times if needed, and know that if I don't struggle against the flow, then God and the angels will teach me what it is that I need as I'm going. So it's all good. Mark, I know we're just a little bit early, but if we could do the half part of the show, then I would, if there's no callers, I'd like to go into the meditation.
Okay, sounds good. Let me go ahead and just move this notepad out of the way. And I just want to remind everybody who are listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, you can find out more about our radio show at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you care to call in after the meditation, you can call in to our number to get our angel card reading at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And you are all set.
All righty. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. My website is www.drconniesays.com. One of the things that, before I start the meditation, one of these things that you guys need to put on your calendar to be grateful for is Spiritual Connections Radio that you have free access to people that walk the walk, they talk the talk, they've been there where you are, they know where they're going, and they are a very powerful support. And you don't even have to leave your house or get out of your bunny slippers. You can be in the comfort of your own home and gain so much wisdom and knowledge and have the angels pour blessings upon you. So we need to be very aware of what's available for us. So, I know enough about Mark to know that anytime you connect with this guy, that you're connecting with the real deal. I don't know that there's really when it comes to his spirituality, I don't know that there's a false bone in his body. The people that are on this, if they are like Mark, they are so committed to walking the walk, because only in that way are we able to stand accountable for what we do, so that we are a conduit for the God and the angels. So having said that, I would like for you to get in a comfortable place. And I would like for you to have your feet flat on the floor. For most of us, this is toward the end of the day. And this is an opportunity to set your stress aside for just a few moments. And when you inhale, I just want you to find in your body where you're holding any tension And then when you exhale, I want you to imagine that you're blowing all of this tension through your feet down into the earth. And let Mother Gaia and the angels of the earth transmute the stress that you have so that it can be sent up into heaven as fresh energy to be sent back down to you. So when you breathe in and you are aware of your fatigue or your stress, and you'll know that by where you're holding tension. A lot of people hold tension in their jaw. A lot of people hold tension in their neck, shoulders, stomach. So anywhere that you're feeling your muscles are tight, when you breathe in, just imagine that you're collecting all of that tension, and when you breathe out, that you're sending that tension down into the earth, and that tension is transformed into beautiful, reviving, revigorating energy, and it comes right back up into your body. Because you are anxiously and very hopeful and being in anticipation for your meeting with the angels this evening. So after you've taken a few deep breaths and you're finding yourself more relaxed, I want you to stand at the top of the stairway. When you look down, there are 10 steps. The stairway is very sturdy. You are not going to fall. There is a handrail that is made just for your height. And you can grasp onto it. It is very, very comfortable. It is very, very solid. So you're standing at the top of the step. And as we go down the steps, each step that we go down, I want you to start feeling more and more relaxed. And I want you to be aware of the presence around you. I want you to be aware that you're moving into a very sacred space. So standing at the top of the step, and you're on number 10, we're going to go down to 9, 8, 7, you're feeling more and more relaxed, and you're finding that there's a presence around you, and you know that you're not alone, and that the presence is safe, loving, nurturing. So continue just to be aware and to dwell into this presence as we go down to number 6, step number 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You see a door in front of you and you see a light that's behind the door. And you can already feel the love, you can already feel the excitement of the angels, of your personal guardian angels, of family members that have gone on before you, of pets that are no longer with you. And as you push open the door, they are all there to greet you. And just for a moment, I want you to stand and be aware of what it is like to be absolutely loved, just for who you are. Your pets may nuzzle you, may lick your hand, they may make purring or chirping or barking noises. your relatives, they hug you in a way that you remember being hugged before. And you know at this moment that you are totally, wonderfully, unconditionally loved just because you are you. And this crowd of people, these loved ones and the angels and those that have gone before you that are not of your family, you may find people in history or ascended masters. You may see Jesus or Buddha or Kuan Yin. You may see Moses. You are surrounded by such a crowd of support and love, and you know at this moment there is nothing you can't do. You could snap your fingers and create a whole nother world if you chose to. You are in that much awareness of the godness in you. And the crowd around you is very, very excited. They're very excited because they are there to support you in what it is you want to create. And they have prepared a very special place for you to sit and to look. So I want you to go find your special seat that they have prepared for you. And I want you to sit there and you find that it is perfect for your size. It is perfect in how it fits and surrounds you. And you are going to call upon your guardian angels and call upon the archangels to come and show you whatever it is that you're wanting to see. So if it's for your career, it could be Archangel Michael. If it is for your health, it could be Archangel Raphael. If you want to write, if you want to do something verbally, you can call on Archangel Gabriel. If it's to enhance you, beauty or femininity, to even beautify your thoughts, you can call on Archangel Raphael. You don't have to know the name. You just have to know they're there. And as you're sitting in this sacred place, I want you to look in front of you, and there's a movie theater, a big movie screen. And on this screen is exactly what it is you want to create. Not in the limited way that you do in your life, but as you're surrounded by your family and your angels, can you look on this screen and there you are? What do you see? Who are you with? How do you feel knowing that what you are seeing right now is your reality? What you are seeing right now is the angels telling you this is possible for you. If the angels say, if you will just listen, be patient, surrender, be grateful, and know that this is your truth, then what you see will be a reality for you. And I want you to take in every detail. How are you dressed? Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? go as big as you want. Don't be afraid just to allow the angels to give you more than what you normally feel like you can have. If it's finances, how much wealth do you see in front of you? If it's health, are you running a marathon? If it's relationship, are you with the person that you want to be with, whether you've met them or not? And you know that you know that you know that you know that that is your reality. Sear it into your brain. Remember everything about it. After this meditation, if you want to take notes, write it down. Because this is the desire of your heart, and you can have the desire of your heart if it is up there on the screen. Look at what you created. Look at the amazing miracle that you have created, and the angels have said, you want that? No problem. You can have that. So take a few moments to sink in and really, really connect with the vision that is before you. Now I want you to look around at the people, the angels, your animals, your ascended masters, the people who have chosen to come and be with you to support you. And I want you to thank them. And I want you to realize one more time how truly, truly loved you are, and how truly blessed you are. And although they really don't want you to go, and that family member grabs one more hug, and your pet comes for one more caress, know that you carry them with you and that they are part of your guidance system. And that you're never alone because they're always there, always. So thank them. And as you climb back up the stairs, you're hopeful. You are a changed person. And you know that you know in your heart that what you saw was true. So again, what I would like for you to do is to come back into the room, and at some point after this portion of the show is over, I want you to write down in detail what it is you saw, what you felt, what you know is true for you. Don't be concerned with how it's going to happen. That's not your job. Your job is just to believe and be grateful and prepare yourself for receiving what it is you saw. what some people do is make a vision board. And it really is a lot of fun. You get magazines, you get a poster board. Or you can get one of the little boards that have the little ribbons on them that you can stick pictures in, or you can get a cork board, whatever it is you want. And you find pictures that correspond with what it is you saw and what it is you want. And what I tell a lot of my female clients who really want to get married and haven't found that great guy yet, go try on a wedding dress or go try on a tuxedo and take your picture in it and put it on your board. Go find your perfect wedding ring and put it on your hand and take a picture of it and put it on your board. Go find that office. Go find that stack of money. Go find that whatever it is you want. Go find you a house in the south of France because you know you're on your way there. And put it on your board and know that you know that you know that you got it. This is how you take the book knowledge to the next level and say, I get it, I believe it, and I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. And then just listen to the angel voices as they guide you. And you may have to go down a few valleys before you get back up to the mountain, but it's all part of the journey of creating what it is you want. So, the angels need us to believe in them. The angels wait for us to call on them, and all we have to do is just that. If you find that you've waited a long time and you've tried 9,000 times and it's just not working, find ways to keep yourself going. Listen to the shows on this radio station. Find people, like-minded people that you can waft off of their spiritual energy, and you're like a bird that's buoyed by the spiritual energy of other people. Journal. Get you a journal and write down how you're feeling and talk to the angels just like you're writing them a letter. And know that whatever's going on with you, it's all part of a preparation for the creation of what it is you saw on your screen. So, since I guess I didn't get a call for an angel reading, what I would like to do in these last few minutes is just to do an angel reading for all of you. And the angels are always wanting us to be aware of them. So my intention in this angel reading is to ask, what would be a good step to take for all of us to move toward the vision that we saw on the board? So let me I'm using a deck by Doreen Virtue, and it is the Angel Therapy deck. So this one's cool because it not only does it give you angels messages from the angels, but it kind of gives you different techniques to do to make it a real thing. So it's kind of a cool deck. So let me find out. All right, one of the things that the angels want you to do that is going to move you toward creating what you want is to give to the angels what no longer serves you. So some of the times we find that we get into situations where we, instead of stepping out on our own power, for example, we ask opinions of, 6,000 people, and somehow we don't trust our own gut, but we can trust, the guy down the street that really doesn't know any more than we do. Find those things, and the angels will tell you what you need to release that no longer serves you, because what it does is it weighs you down. And you don't want to take your dirty laundry into your nice clean vision that you just saw. So this is getting rid of being negative. This is getting rid of lying. This is getting rid of habits that bring you down or no longer serve you. So the angels will tell you what it is that they want you to release. And Archangel Michael is the angel to call on to help you to release areas in your life that no longer serve you. The angels also want you to know that, yes, it's very scary to look at what you saw on your screen and go, how do I get from where I am now to there? Can get very scary, and we end up focusing on ourselves a lot, and we get into the I don't know if I can, and this is going to be too hard. So what the angels want you to do, if you start getting anxious or worried, or you start putting too much energy into how this is going to happen, what they want you to do is focus on serving other people. If you were to ask yourself, how can I make the world a better place today? What can I do to make somebody's day better? How can I reach out to somebody who needs a special touch? If I am busy focused on somebody else, I am less likely to focus on me. So, it's always a good idea, and I always find that my thoughts are lifted when I find that I am focusing on how I can make somebody else's life better than my own. It gets me out of thinking just about me. Along with releasing what no longer serves you, along those same lines, and this would be asking Archangel Raphael to come in and take away those areas in your life that you really hang on to, almost like an addiction. And it's not so much alcohol or drugs or tobacco, which it could be, but it's also behaviors that keep you small. I know a lot of people are addicted to causing drama. I have family members actually that if things are too calm, somebody will come in and they'll like say something or do something and it causes a drama and everybody's kind of up in the air. So it's creating the excitement because they can't stand for things to be too calm. So it's time to let go of those behaviors that are blocking you from your heart's desire. And what areas in your life are blocking you from, whether it's fear. A lot of people are addicted to fear. So whether it's toxic relationships, whether it's unhealthful craving, whether it's destructive patterns or compulsive behaviors, it could be anything that keeps us from moving forward. So there's a lot of releasing and healing that the angels want for us. But we need to be aware of what it is we want to change, and we get to be ready to make those changes. And Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael are the two angels that would be helpful to call upon for that. And one last thing very briefly is watch what you put in your body. If you're not going to put, a no grade gasoline in your car, you're not going to put water in your car to keep it going because it needs certain things, and the better the gas or the better the oil or that kind of the mechanism things for that, makes your engine run better. So watch what you're eating. Are you eating a lot of junk? Are you drinking a lot of soda? Are you drinking a lot of alcohol? Are you do you have fruits and vegetables and natural things, you know, in your diet? If you eat meat, do you eat a nice grade and healthy cut of meat? So the angels will help you if you will ask. They will help you and guide you to high energy foods, fruits and vegetables. And some of you may be led to organic, which is more expensive, and they will also help you with the cost. So if you're really willing to take that next step of releasing and getting rid of addictive type behaviors, watching what you put in your body and focusing on others, then you're moving toward having that vision that you saw become a reality. So, again, my name is Connie McNeil. You can find me at www.drconniesays.com. And Mark?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. So, yes, everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about this show and other shows on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. I will see you on the air at 8 o'clock next Thursday. As always, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, and great to be here. Thank you so much. All right, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.